St. Olaf's college students at Northfield last night burned in effigy a city policeman who had shot and killed the campus mascot, a dog named Itterbo. The dog, namesake of the late Professor H.T. Itterbo, had bitten the 7-year-old son of a policeman and was killed in hot pursuit by the policeman. Many of the students had witnessed the incident. In a body, they marched to a town square in protest, refusing any and all explanations for the action. Minnesota Highway Patrolmen were called in to keep the demonstration from getting out of hand. When Police Chief Leno Brandt appeared to apologize, saying, "Nobody loves a dog more than I do. We didn't mean to kill him." Today, the St. Olaf students' body staged a memorial service for their fallen mascot, who had been a Kappa symbol for many years. Coeds bearing flowers joined ROTC students in a final tribute to Itterbo. Another student read in eulogy a report of the final moments of Itterbo when the policeman raised his shotgun and fired.
And Itterbo was dead. Men of Itterbo rushed to the rescue only to have some taken by the police. The dog of Itterbo cafeteria, the dog who made the campus his home, the St. Olaf lion has been shot. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for Itterbo.
That final serious moment as the students sang a chorus of "Farewell, Dead Itterbo." College President Clemens Gransko, at the edge of the gathering for the services, made this comment to Dean of Men Mark Almey.
As far as I could see, this is one of these tempests in a teacup that usually takes place once in a while in the springtime on the college campus.
Tonight, the police chief at Marshall, Minnesota, has offered a successor to Itterbo. He's invited the St. Olaf students to help themselves to anyone or all of the some 400 stray mongrels roaming the streets of Marshall this spring. The University of Minnesota Student Congress has...